Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. No other agricultural sector in South Dakota has experienced the dramatic change in structure and growth like the dairy industry over the past 20 years. SDSU Extension Advanced Production Specialist Tong Wong explains.
More specifically, it's about the past 10 years, from 2015 to 2025. During this period, we found it's more than doubled, from 100,000 to more than 200,000 over the past 10 years.
The expansion of South Dakota's dairy is clustered along the I-29 corridor, as farms in other parts of the state phased away from dairy. Wong indicates most farms outside the I-29 region have fewer than 50 head, while dairies in eastern counties are much larger, milking over 1,000, even 2,000 head daily. In fact, 82% of South Dakota's dairy cows call 10 eastern counties home.
The top five actually accounts for more than 50% of the production in the whole South Dakota.
South Dakota's top five dairy counties in 2022 were Brookings, Minnehaha, Grant, Hamlin, and Moody. Wong reports numerous factors have led to South Dakota's shift in dairy over the past two decades.
The policy is a very big contribution factors towards the dairy increase. And another thing is the wage, the labor, and the production of the feed is also important.
Along with the growth in eastern South Dakota milk production has been dairy processing, with existing plants expanding capacity and several new players building in the region. Learn more at extension.sdstate.edu.